Here on Radio 4 for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 8th of May. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Bailey 997, expected Norwegian Sea 1000 by 1800 Friday. Low 300 miles west of Fitzroy 1002, expected 150 miles west of Trafalgar 997 by same time. New low expected Fitzroy 1006 by that time. High Norway 1020, expected Baltic Sea 1028 by 1800 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra. Southerly 5 to 7, veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. South at Cirra. Southerly 3 to 5, showers, good. Forties Cromarty 4th. South 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne Dogger. South 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. East or southeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 or 5. Showers, good. Biscay. East, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Thundery rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Shannon. Northeast 2 to 4, increasing 6 or 7. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Rockall. Northerly 4 to 6, showers, good. North Rockall, Malin. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in North Rockall. Showers, good. Hebrides. Southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 6 to gale 8, then decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Bailey. North 7 to severe gale 9, backing northwest 4 to 6. Rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle. South veering west 5 to 7, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes. Cyclonic, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Sleet, then squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Northerly 7 to severe gale 9, backing northwesterly 6 to gale 8. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by west, 4. Slight rain. 9 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Stornoway. South-southwest, 6. Rain. 14 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Lerwick. South by east, 6. Mist. 6 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Wick Automatic. South, 4. 12 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Aberdeen. South by west, 4. 16 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Lucas. South-southwest, 3. 19 miles, 1011, now falling. Boomer. South by east, 3. 9 miles, 1014, now falling. Bridlington. Southeast by south, 4. 1016, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. East-northeast, 3. 11 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. East-northeast, 3. 5 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. east by south, 4, 1015, rising slowly. Jersey, east by south, 3, 13 miles, 1014, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east, 4, 1014. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east, 2, 19 miles, 1014, now falling. Milford Haven, east-southeast, 1, 24 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Aberporth, south by west, 3, 27 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Valley, south-southwest, 4, 16 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by west, 2, 9 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast, 1, 27 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, south by east, 4, 14 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest, 3, 11 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 7th of May. The general situation. Southern areas of the United Kingdom will be covered by light or moderate winds. Further north, low pressure moving northeast across the Faroe Islands will give some strong winds, these generally decreasing through Friday before increasing again across Irish Sea waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Cape Wrath. Showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Rattray Head, veering north or northeast 3 or 4 later. Showers, fair later, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, then showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South, backing southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, then showers, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast 2 to 4, backing east 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers for a time, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 or 5 later in west. Showers, then fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 or 5 later. Showers for a time, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming north or northeast 4 or 5 later. Showers for a time, good. Isle of Man. South or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming north 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north 4 or 5 later. Showers, then fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 4 or 5 later. Showers, then fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Tyree, veering north 4 or 5 later. Showers for a time, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 5 to 7, veering west 4 to 6, then veering northwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. And finally, Shetland Isles. South or southwest, veering west later 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And now on Radio 4, we rejoin Nick Robinson and Rachel Burden for our coverage of Election 2026.
To reform.
Just nobody knows where Holton is, I suspect, even in Merseyside. Just run call of witnesses, yeah. That part of the world.
And of course, it's where there was a by-election win for reform. So it's not that unexpected. They do well, but that well. There are rumours, actually, that the reform have taken all of the seats that were up. We've had so far 10 wards that Labour held, and of those, Labour have this time held just two. So they've lost 8 out of 10 of the first 10 we've had in. Now, that sounds horrifically bad, which obviously in many senses it is. There's no good spin to put on this. But it is, in fact, what you would expect based on the last 12 months, because in local by-elections over the last 12 months, the Labour Party have lost 75% of the wards they've contested. So this is, in some senses, terrible as it is for the Labour Party, it's what you've been seeing for the last year.
But seeing it happen all in one go, yes. That's the difference. It's like a bereavement, to use your analogy about an affair. You know, you may watch someone die for a long time, but once they're gone, it's the psychological impact.
And actually, the metaphors are going to go all over the place here, because I'm going to take this.
All of them are bad taste.
This one's not. So one of the things that happens often in local elections is a party can see that these results are bad for the party. The difference this time, and I think this is the first time this has been true, is that easily the majority of MPs could see that they would lose their seat on anything like this. And we're not even talking 50%, we're talking 60%, 70% of MPs in the Labour Party would know they'd be dust if this carried on. So this isn't just about the party going into opposition. This is about the absolute collapse of their own careers and the party going into opposition.
Yeah, not good. Well, look, there'll be more from Patrick McGuire in his column. Not a bad podcast as well. Patrick, of The Times, thank you so much for being with us. Really, really grateful.
Good evening. This is Election 2026 on BBC Radio. Nick Robinson and Rachel Burden here with you. And you can also watch us on BBC iPlayer as well. Between now and 6 a.m, we're going to be watching English Council election results as they come in. That will tell us who holds the balance of power in different parts of the country and who runs your local services.
Labour are set to lose hundreds of seats. And the man you just heard, the chief political commentator for The Times, Patrick McGuire, told us this.
Labour is going to lose everywhere to everyone, and it will primarily be a judgment on the Prime Minister's leadership.
Yeah, well, that's what he told us. It's also set to be a bad night for the Conservatives, but the Shadow Home Secretary, Chris Philp, says that's not necessarily a reflection on their leader.
Well, I think there's always going to be a bit of a lag between the leader improving, doing very well, and the party kind of following that.
Reform have started making gains both in the northwest and in Essex, and there'll be more to come. The Greens will probably have to wait till later in the day before they get good news, particularly coming from London.
British politics is likely to change in the next 24 hours. We are going to bring you the first draft of the new electoral map.
A reminder, there'll be a full breakdown of results on the BBC News website. And we are getting evidence that, contrary to the doubts of Professor Cowley, there is rising turnout. In Essex, for example, in Southend, turnout at 43%. It was 30-odd% just back in 2024. Much more detail, much more discussion coming up. But let's start this hour with the news with Tina Ritchie.
Votes are being counted in dozens of English councils following yesterday's elections, seen as the biggest test of Keir Starmer's leadership since he became Prime Minister.